You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Love & Hip Hop After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Love & Hip Hop After Show.
This is actually my jam right here.
This is how Olivia and Erica should have sang.
Well, this is how you really sing.
How you really sing.
And you really sang. Thank you, Tamar Braxton. Totally different show.
We could have played a...
But, you know, it fits well with this show because it's love and war, love and hip-hop, shadiness, fighting.
I feel like we should have played like the 90210 sound theme song with your outfit today. You give me
Well, I do work on Rodeo, so yeah.
All right, quick plug, huh?
Quick plug. Come see me. Bing is for doing, and we are doing another episode of Love and Hip Hop for AfterBuzzTV.com. I am your host, Mikey 3000 Watson. Yes, I am back. Did you miss me for the last 2 or 3 weeks?
Guess who's back?
Yes.
I'm sorry, y'all.
We did.
I've been attending to business. And I have my lovely counterparts and my co-hosts. GJ, Jesse, Janity.
GJ.
G-Jesse, Janity.
GJ.
What up? GJ. Looking a little scruffy, growing his beard out, all twacked out.
When is my beard never grown out?
You're right. And my lovely Michelle Obama on the end, Ashita Henri.
Hello.
What's going on?
You know, you guys look really nice without your hats.
Everyone's loving that we are not, did you, not rocking
I want the viewers
hat,
to know, notice that. Don't they look nice? They look very
well,
nice.
Thank
I like
you.
It.
Well, thank you kindly. Thank you kindly.
Nicolette's not here.
Nicolette.
Sensei.
Gayona is not here. She is bull crapping around.
She's bullshitting at home.
Bullshitting at home. No, or in Santa Monica.
She says she's doing something, but right, we right. know.
Well, if she's doing something, she better be doing something.
She's probably
something.
Watching us right now like, oh, my God. Oh, no. I'm going to tell them.
So,
if she calls in, I'm going
to I have to be frank and honest. I haven't really been watching because I've been working a lot. But this really started off with a bang to me. And really kind of big. And I should say, actually small. Small in the sense that Mendici's penis was revealed to be extra tiny.
Yeah,
I believe television. It too, because Yandy was real quiet about it. She was like, I mean,
you don't come for somebody like that. Well, girl, you could have
been.
Well,
I didn't understand how she's going to say, you know what, Mendici's not here to defend himself. But I will say this. I didn't understand that. What was the point?
Because she was
well,
mad.
Well, there's no point.
Yeah.
She was mad. Oh. Girl, you were 7 foot ogre with red hair.
I'm. What? How tall
she says she's 5'6".
5'6", and she said I'm 7 foot. Like, she
I don't
wasn't
give
even,
a damn your height.
You're in
red hair.
4 inch heels, so now you're 7 feet. So shut up.
Right. Well, 8 inch heels, because she was wearing... I think she's wearing the Giuseppe's.
The bitch is taller than 5'6". Like, come on. She stands next to everybody. She looks beastly. Like, she's broad. Like,
right.
You look like a wildebeest with a red weave.
You look like you could sit a cup on that booty.
Oh, I would not sit my... I would not be drinking out that cup after it was anywhere near her booty.
You probably shouldn't. Word to the wise. So... Let's go over this old cast. It's Erica, Yandy, Rashida, Tahiri, Rocky, L'Oreal.
Wait, one more
and
thing.
Jin,
before we
the pin.
Get off
Olivia.
Do you notice? Nope, I don't want to get off that topic yet. Do you notice how much Mona Scott has favorites? And Yandy's obviously her favorite.
I was going to talk about that. We can talk about it now. Mona Scott pisses me off.
I can't. Yeah, she's not
okay,
a good.
Okay, tell me how she pisses you off.
She's not a good host.
As a host, really? You are not supposed to get involved in the beefs and battles, and certainly should not be arguing with the cast. And she corrected Rocky. No, was she correct?
No, but even the Rashida thing. Yeah, like, if you notice with that situation, she let Yandy speak. Like, I can understand when some hosts, they rush you a mm-hmm. little bit or cut you off because there's a time. But with Yandy, she let her say everything she wanted to say. And with Rashida, she would chop her off and be like, well, Yandy, what do you think about that? She would...
We're even arguing with Rocky. I mean...
Yeah, if she don't like
I just
you.
Felt like she was part of the cast and not the actual host
but
of the show.
But she let Rashida speak. Rashida spoke for a long time.
For a long time.
Because she asked the question of... Is someone going to tell me the story? And Rashida said, okay, I will give you my side. But then afterwards, when they were going back and forth, mm-hmm. no, rewind it and watch, and you'll notice who Mona doesn't like. And I noticed this after watching Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, because she had done that when, what's her name, was going against Scrappy's other girl. That's when I first noticed it. And then talking to... people who have been on the show, they've kind of said, yeah,
oh,
she plays
favorite. Favorite,
but she does. I mean, as a host, it's like, you know, we're all up here and we're fun and right. you know, we talk, throw
okay.
shade and all
nobody
that
nobody cares about that. Okay, look,
but she so anyways, so they used to hang okay.
let's talk about what we're not gonna care about. But the fans care about this. They love to go over these things. So so Rashida apparently used to hang out with Mendeecees. Mm-hmm. They used to bump heads or knock boots. Yeah, have sex with the small penis. But then we also find out...
but if he has a small Mendeecees penis, then why are you, having, sex with him?
Right.
But then and we used to hang out for a long time. Right. That's what she said. I'm sorry. I don't mean
no,
to
no, no. I'm just going through the list of... Mendeecees has messed with three women on that stage because she also messed with Winter. If you caught the little shade, Winter says he's not a friend, he's my ex.
I caught that.
To Yandy. So that means, Yandy, you're... You're trying to boo up with this man who's done through two other girls on your show.
First of all, Rashida said, trying to make it seem like they were whatever it was. She didn't try to make it seem like it was just a one-time thing. She tried to make it seem like it was legit as to why they were having sex. Come on. I don't know if I really believe...
Is there a legit reason to have sex?
Yeah, because you're horny and you're a young male making money and screwing girls.
So there you go. So he screwed two girls. And
I don't think he dated them, though.
I didn't say date.
Well, no,
I said screw.
They said that. They were putting it out there like it was more than just that.
Well, I don't know too much about Winter because this is the first I've heard that she used to mess
She's messy. I would never be friends with that girl.
Oh, no, yeah. I would.
She'd
like
tell
her.
All your business.
Mm-hmm. I don't like her at all.
She'd put it right on the line, mm-hmm. hang it to dry. I'm not. Let me find something out about you. Go right to the post. But they wouldn't
this would have been the perfect show for the quotes of the day, the ratchet quotes of the week. Especially with L'Oreal talking about you got a problem with my pussy, and that was just
you got a problem with my pussy.
That was just a great one-liner. Like, why say that?
It was good. She was good. Yeah. What did you think of their outfit choices?
I was focused on the hair. The hair was good. Well, not. Rashida's hair is always nasty, but I thought L'Oreal's hair choice. Looks very good.
What?
Yeah, I loved it.
You don't like L'Oreal's hair?
She looked like the bitch from Beetlejuice to me.
I wanted to say that Rocky stepped it up. She
did.
Looks gorgeous.
Those shoes were.
She's giving me a little Lala Anthony.
But when Rashida
looks like a clown. Definitely.
Yandy looks bomb, except I'm not crazy about the shoes. It looked like you going to Easter church.
Yandy looks the same. Like, I feel like Yandy always looks that way.
Beat.
Jin the Pin. She looks alright. Yeah, she's very quiet.
A mole rat.
They have no storyline. What are they going to talk about? Story.
Well, it looks like the next episode, which we'll get into,
is
going to
be huge.
Wait, but come on. Rashida did throw the best shade. One of the best shades.
What'd she say?
When her and Rocky were going back and forth, she said, girl, remember to return those shoes after we're done with this.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I did write that down. Right, Rashida is a little shade, pot of shade.
Right, good. Her little $10 piece of equipment
around
her
neck. She's also got felonies, so she probably shouldn't be the one throwing the most shade. Because mm-hmm. You were probably the most ratchet.
And what's up with her having, gypping people in and setting people up? Remember she was talking about that?
A scam artist.
Yeah, scam artists and all that. But she didn't address that, though.
Because she sells shoes.
Right. Right.
That makes her legitimate.
Ah.
What is up with this season where the women are talking about other women who are having sex for free and saying you shouldn't be having sex for free? You're doing it for free. Like, okay, well, when you don't do it for free, that means you're a prostitute, baby.
Wait, who said that to L'Oreal? It was winter.
Winter.
Okay, mm-hmm. Here's my thing with it. Winter, you look like a whore because, I mean, so I believe L'Oreal could be a little thirstier than she puts on, but with the exact situation that Winter said, it was like you just described a relationship. And then you're calling her.
Look how she looks.
Yeah, like,
she looks mad as hell, right?
I would be mad too. She probably don't even know who the baby daddy is. That's why she's mad.
Mm. What about, okay, so then we get into Erica, who is boggling my mind. She says she's a hothead and she's learning to change. I feel like she's been learning to change for two seasons. She always says the same damn thing.
I kind of liked Erica this episode.
I knew you would.
Okay, I was against her throughout the whole thing until the end with the lie detector test, and everyone can sit there and say, oh my God, Jesse, you believed her crap. But I just feel like, I'm going to go on and say it because I've been holding my tongue and something I've been telling Nicola. I feel like she's a little slow, mentally challenged. I really think this. I'm not.
Erica?
Yeah, like I really do. I'm not meaning it in a mean way.
It came out of my mouth.
It came out of my mouth. I don't mean it in a mean way. I just feel like she learns things slower than other people. Like when it comes to like common sense and things like that, like, I just say whatever I want to say, and you know, yeah, I should be upset with some of the things I say, but it's just Erica. Well, girl, welcome to reality. Like, that's not life. You can't go around life like that.
Right.
You could when you were younger.
Especially not when you have kids.
But you how old?
She's just hot-headed. She annoyed me.
But at the end, like,
you can't have a conversation with her without her just taking it to the next level.
But at the same time, I'm very happy because I was real worried when Rich brought his mom out. She was going to say something disrespectful to his mom, and she did not say anything disrespectful to mom. She did. So,
I don't think I could have held back.
I know you couldn't have.
Talking to the mom?
Oh, hell no. This one, he can't watch
it. To the mom?
Yeah.
But the mom didn't do anything. The mom didn't instigate.
No, I know, but she read Erica.
She read Erica.
She did. Yeah, she did. But then Erica tried to pop back.
She didn't really pop back. She was trying to argue against the point, but she wasn't disrespectful.
She wasn't.
Which I was surprised by. You weren't surprised that she didn't come? I felt like she was going to lose her mind.
It wouldn't have surprised me if she did.
It wouldn't have. What surprised me was that she didn't.
That she didn't. Oh, okay.
Nobody would have had her back, though. She went off on her Rich's mom.
Mona Scott would have had, that would have been the end. Mona Scott would have probably bugged out.
If she would have went off on Rich's mom?
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
Yeah, because it's just disrespectful.
But that's
just like
more, that's ratings. That's like entertainment TV.
Yeah, but it was entertainment when Rocky told Mona to chill. And Mona was not having
it. Yeah,
that.
She was like...
Right. Like, boo, you're on my show. Don't ever tell me this shit.
Right. So anyway.
Apparently, Rocky accuses Rashida of being in the closet. It says, when you coming out the closet?
Believe it. Totally believe it.
Yes.
You believe it?
It doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Sure. It goes in that box.
She looks like she could be in some type of closet. It's not mine, but...
It's not mine.
It's really
like
awkward.
Opening all the boxes in the closet.
Really awkward. But I just wish Mona would stay out of the beefs. When she tried to check Rocky, I thought it was really inappropriate.
But she was trying to tell everybody to be quiet, and they kept talking and talking and talking. So in a sense, I can be on her side for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was saying, okay, guys, let me just try to get to this question.
But
and they just kept
on
talking.
On national TV, you're the host, and you're telling people, your cast to shut up. I don't know. It's just like,
I get this show
is ratchet, but like, it's you shouldn't be ratchet.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's not like Andy Cohen.
John Sally is really good at it.
Yeah. John Sally wouldn't tell nobody to shut up. Andy Cohen ain't telling the housewives to shut up.
Right. We're just getting
learn. You know what I would want? I wanted to see that we didn't get is Tahiri and Erica go at it, or even Rashida and Erica.
We still got a whole nother episode.
Well, of the reunion, but I doubt they'll go at each other.
Tahiri and who?
Tahiri and Erica, could the two power heads, or even Rashida, go at it with Erica? I felt like Rashida's going after girls that may be weaker than her and don't put up a good fight back.
But Rashida didn't have any issues with Erica, did she?
I know, that's why I would like them to have issues.
Oh.
I want them to get thrown in the pot and mixed together and have issues and come out
like
fighting.
I feel like Erica's coming back next season. I just really hope they change some people. I hope Rashida's off. I hope Winter's off.
I hope everybody.
I hope L'Oreal's off. Like,
I want them to bring some of the old cast. Well, Consequence, they got Dig in that big fight, so I feel like solidified his spot.
Will come back, unfortunately.
You think so?
Yeah.
Who?
Unfortunately, Jen and Consequence. I feel like they'll come back.
Yeah,
because it's about the women, so they would have to bring Jen back to have him back. you know?
So, yeah, that's true. So, Joe and Tahiri broke up? Well, they never got together?
I don't know what's going on with that story.
I thought I missed part of it.
Joe and Kaylin broke up.
Mm. Right.
Joe Dirty Dart Kaylin. And but still now sleeps with he was to go with Tahiri, but then he's saying that he's not with Tahiri, but he's still trying to work it out with her.
I don't understand.
And then he still slept with Kaylin, and then Tahiri got mad that she just found out you slept with Kaylin.
And said, don't knock on my door anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
But then the lie detector said that he said he wasn't in love with Tahiri.
Mm-hmm. And it was true.
And it was true. I'm confused.
I'm so confused.
But let me tell you something about that lie detector test. I know the people that do that testing. And it's the same guy. I wish I could remember his name, actually. It's John something. And he's not certified tester. Mm-hmm. So he teaches people really easily. So these lie detector tests are not exact. It's not.
Of course
they are. I don't think they're exact.
And honestly, why the hell do you have lie detector tests on a reunion show?
Right.
Like, this is turning to daytime ghetto television. Maury. This ain't Maury.
Oh, that wasn't Maury.
Right, like Ashita. Are you a virgin? Yes.
And the lie detector determined that was a lie.
That was a joke.
We just
clung
all the tea.
Right.
This must be our own little
reunion show. It just seems like it'll say that it's true, that I told the truth.
Yeah.
Do we believe that Rich? First of all, the whole Rich and Erica thing is so confusing to me. I'm way off and lost. Erica's sitting there crying like she really is in love with...
I do believe it. I'm telling you, I think she's slow. Wow. I really think, like, she just, like, yeah, she loves dick. She loves women. Vagina. Like, she just, like, she's an in-the-moment person. And so she's not thinking. She admits that. She says some stuff in the moment. Then when she looks back at it, it's like, oh, what did I do? Yeah, she loves Rich. But at the same time, there were moments where she probably wasn't around Rich for a day and a half. And she's in the studio and there's a dick there. And she's like, oops. Like, I really do believe that she is. And I have more sympathy towards her after today because she really looked like she was about to break down, and not did. Even like the daytime soap that we usually see from her.
Right.
I really honestly believe it. And even watching how angry Rich is, I do think they really had something.
That man looks stressed. The wrinkles on his face look like he's been through a harsh life. Right now, he's just looking stressed on
his face. Like, I can't believe I'm in this, and I didn't sleep with this chick. Right. And I almost lost my business over this.
Can we just go over the amount of jean vest Joe has worn through this season? They did a recap and it was like every scene was a new ugly ass jean vest that Joe has on.
He had that one jean vest on for too many episodes with
the red, with the red,
yeah. And the birds on it, like,
what? And then what made you pick that ugly ass vest out?
Drugs.
It looks like no pun intended, cause tattoosh.
Right.
Well, with Joe and Tahiri,
Kaylin comes out. And I'm sorry, we jumping here. I'm sorry. I've been gone for a minute.
Now I'm back with the jump off.
Goons in a club, in case something jumps off.
Well, in that case, after you guys are listening to some Lil' Kim, make sure you guys hit us up on iTunes, download, subscribe, rate us, leave us a comment.
Do something. Do something. Just do it on iTunes.
Don't just
with
sit
us.
There. Do something. Download.
Okay?
Subscribe.
Love it. Love rate. It.
All right. So, Kaylin comes in. As usual, is weak as hell. She's not a role model for women.
None of them women are role models for women.
I mean, she's not a role model, but
she's not a model either.
I liked what she said.
That she's gonna support. Okay, she's gonna go along with a man that's dumping her for another woman. Still gonna stick
she
by his side.
Doesn't have anything.
She's Karrueche. At the end of the day, she is.
That is no, but really, she doesn't have anything. What is she going to go back to?
Her life has only gotten better because of Joe.
Right.
There's so many other men she could date, though.
I agree.
And she will.
Go out, get you a regular job.
Mm-hmm.
Find a man that's going to treat you right.
Mm-hmm.
Go to therapy, get some self-esteem.
She knows that.
And then come back to the game when you're ready.
She doesn't need self-esteem. Why does she need...
I feel like she has no self-esteem. That's why she allows Joe to walk all over her.
No way.
The same with Tahiri. Joe is playing them.
I can agree with that.
Really?
Yeah, I can agree.
Is that what you feel, or is it you're just agreeing?
Both.
Well, what do you feel?
I feel like Caitlyn. Is it Caitlyn?
Caitlyn.
Caitlyn. I just want to have that T.
Me
Caitlyn.
Too.
I feel like she doesn't have self-esteem. I agree with you on
Why?
That.
Why?
Yeah.
Because she's like, I don't have anything. Like, okay, you can't go out and get something?
Well, yeah. Okay, here's what I mean,
at least when you're with the dude, go out and get something so that if something happens, you have something to fall back on.
That's
so
where she's never... not Karrueche, because Karrueche's like, look, we can break up, but I need a clothing line. Like, you going to give me some... I helped you. I brought you back from the drugs, from the hit. Like, no, I need something from that. That's what she should have said. And I feel like maybe something is in the works. Maybe Joe is still helping her out. Obviously, they're still seeing each other
because they're still sleeping with each other.
I think it comes down to a point where Caitlyn realized, like, yeah, I love this man. I don't know if maybe I'm not in love with this man. Maybe something bigger will happen. So, you know, if that's what he wants, how can I be mad at it? Like, I feel like she looks at it from, like, a bro-type place. I don't know. It's just...
Yeah, but you need to love yourself more.
Oh, bro, well, your vagina doesn't look at anything
love
from a brother
more.
Perspective when you allow that man
look,
to be inside
so
you.
So if he's going to treat... Tahiri that way, and he's treating you that way. He's confused. One minute he's with you, one minute he's with Tahiri, one minute he's with you, one minute he's going to Dominican Republic. He doesn't know what he wants.
Absolutely.
So I think both the
girls are crazy.
Right.
So but at least his mom said that she feels that they should be together, him and Tahiri. Joe's mom.
Well, then that's another reason for Caitlyn to move on.
Move on.
I mean,
it's time to move on.
It's time to move on.
At the end of the day, she wants to be on the show.
Of course.
That's her only meal ticket on. But unless she starts sleeping
now,
with Erica.
Now, fine. She wants to be on the show. Go find some self-esteem and then go find you another rapper.
Go hang out with Yandy.
Yeah, hang out with Yandy.
That's a good one. I'm going to be friends. Don't taint Yandy.
Mona Scott is the shadiest host I've ever seen on TV. She asked Erica Mena to sing live.
Wait, why is that bad? Is that bad?
That's shit.
Everybody knows Erica Mena cannot sing.
But she has to call her out.
First of all, I
not as the host.
That would be something the other girls
should do.
You know what, though? Oh, no, I can say we can do it. Because when Erica was coming in here, I already had it planned out that I was going
to
ask Erica to give us
a
few bars. Absolutely. Like, come on. And you look so dumb. And Mom, come on, she knew it. She took the microphone out. She was like, here, girl. Here's a microphone. There's a stage. Why don't you sing some?
And she said, no, give it to number one on iTunes. And in good form, Olivia sang us two little lines.
Did we go?
It didn't sound the most amazing.
It didn't, but better than what
Erica would have brought up. But I thought that was just so shady.
Erica knew that. She just sat there sucking on Jolly Rancher.
She was mad as hell.
But if that was me and I knew I can sing, I would have took the mic and did some notes. I would have just did it.
Yeah, but Erica knows she can sing.
Right, well, so then why are you trying to be on? Then why are you fighting for the track then? And you being big and bad about it
she
and you
thirsty.
Can't sing?
She thirsty.
Right, I totally agree.
So I think that just, you know, Erica just got moted.
I mean, I liked what Erica was wearing. I liked her hair. Yeah. I didn't like the shoulder pads.
She looked pretty.
The shoulder pads were doing a little Dick Tracy much for me.
I like the Dick Tracy look. Let's get into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So next week...
Oh my God, wait, can we please talk about Olivia's hair? You liked it.
I loved Olivia's hair.
And I don't know if I was a fan because of her outfit in the hair.
I like the outfit,
too. Or maybe it should have been shorter.
I think she looks good.
I think she's giving me too much Kelly Rowland.
I was just getting ready to say that.
Did you like the hair when you
first saw it? I like it, but I feel like I see Kelly.
She had to do something drastic because what was happening before wasn't working for her as far as getting her higher in the industry.
Well,
we'll see how far.
Maybe she needs to just get new management.
Maybe. No, that's not a maybe.
Oh,
she does.
She needs to go off
she
and
does.
Get new management.
Mm-hmm. She does.
Yeah.
And
okay. That's
the thing about Rich's mom. I liked her at first. Now I kind of feel like she's a little thirsty for the camera. Do you guys see that?
No.
I do see that, too.
You just see it?
Mm-hmm. I'm like,
first of all, even if I asked my mom to get on some show like this I was on, she would say, hell no, I'm not going on camera. I'm not doing that.
Right.
My mom would never even want to do that.
My mom wouldn't do it either, but she was... speaking real, though. Everything that she was saying.
Yeah, she was speaking real.
You know, so.
I feel like my mom would come on once, but then, I mean, but she's trying to be like a
character. The reason why I think she was a little camera thirsty is because when she told Erica, you don't want to try that with me, I'm not the one. I'm like, my mom, that doesn't even sound like something my mom would ever say.
Right,
because. Like, I feel like you're not the tough girl. You were supposed to be the supportive mother. And even though you don't like Erica, you don't show that type of trash.
But Erica was starting to talk over her. She was like, yeah, I called because I was dating your son.
Rich,
see, every time you try to talk, I'm like, yeah, I called.
And Rich, as the son, should have stepped up and said, hey, this is my mom speaking. Shut up.
Or that's when you take...
Because if had that been my mom and if I could get her on something like this, I would be, and somebody spoke over her, I would be like, listen, it's my mom. I need you to stop or I'm going to come over there and slap the hell at you. Like, come on. Tone it down. It's my mom.
Or she does a Kenya Moore reunion and takes a fan and goes... And doesn't talk to her. That's what she should have did. Like, Erica, you are irrelevant.
Or she could have done that. I don't know. It's just somebody... who knows? So next week, we get the Joe and Consequence fight. It looks amazing, actually. I can't believe there was actual footage.
Erica versus Tiffany.
Erica versus Tiffany. There's going to be a lot of drama.
Rich looked like he was like on the verge of breaking down crying, right?
And I will be back. I will not leave you guys again. I know you guys missed me. So, thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Twitter at Mikey3000. What?
DJ Jesse J.
Ashita Onre.
We'll be back next week. Peace.
Later.
Bitches.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.